In Melbourne, Border Force has stopped Catholic nuns from taking children held in detention out on day trips and replaced them with security guards. The Designated Persons Program at a Melbourne centre gave children and their families the opportunity for a day out at the zoo or a play centre. But 6 months ago, when the Border Force Act came in, the program was suspended with no explanation. Sarah Farnsworth reports.
Sister Bridget Arthur's idea was for detained children to get what most kids take for granted. Fun days out to the zoo, indoor play centres and children's farms.
We would take them out two or three times a week, but you had to, you know, take different people, and so each particular family or person didn't get too many visits out, but at least they got a bit, and they could look forward to them. And when we went to visit, they would say, am I on the list? Am I on the list? So, you know, it was something at least that gave them just that one bit of ray of sunshine, I guess you'd say.
For the past 4 years at Melbourne's Transit Accommodation Centre, known as MITRE, the Brigidine sisters ran the day activity program with a handful of volunteers. Refugee and asylum seeker advocate Pamela Kerr was one of them.
I remember the first time I took a bunch of kids on a rainy day to an indoor playground, and there was the slides and all the maze and everything, and they just stood at the gate, and I said, go on, off you go. And they looked at me and said, are we allowed? You know, mostly you put a playground in front of kids, you can't keep them off it. They had a wonderful time.
That all changed in June when Border Force stopped the program. Sister Bridget explains.
We were simply told that the program was under review, that it was suspended because it was being reviewed. We don't know why it was under review.
She says no clear reason was given despite several requests until 3 months later, when an email from Victoria's Regional Director of Border Force, Commander Don Smith, stated the program was no longer necessary as Serco security officers could run the holiday activities. Pamela Kerr says it's not the same.
Serco will only select certain children and certain families, and they go out the maximum 3 hours, heavily surveilled. They go out with guards, dressed in uniform.
Trina Lucas visits detainees at the MITRE Centre every fortnight and says it's indicative of the way Border Force is running the centre.
It's incredibly grim. It's getting worse. There has been a real crackdown since Border Force has taken over, and it seems to me that it's become more punitive, and it's become very militarised.
The ABC contacted the Department of Immigration and Border Protection for comment. In a statement, a spokesperson said,
a review of this program found that on a number of occasions, outings undertaken as part of this specific program were not deemed appropriate, and there was limited supervision of the activities.
Sister Bridget says she's surprised by the explanation, saying every activity was signed off by the authorities before the children were taken out of the centre.
Sarah Farnsworth.